It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll check in with Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory, rock the latest tunes from Roulette and Broken Bass, and talk with Little Vicious lead singer Marguerite King. She's the co-organizer of Save the Scene at GoFundMe.com and is currently attempting to raise $50,000 to save the Asbury Park icon. But first, let's kick things off with a track from Above the Moon's new EP, Stay Awake. It's available now on all streaming platforms. Here's Get Yours, Karma, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new EP, Stay Awake, is out now. It's available on all streaming platforms, and you can get a physical copy at AboveTheMoonMusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Marguerite King of Little Vicious. She's heading Save the Saint up on GoFundMe. Marguerite, thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tom.
You know, it was last Saturday that I was going online, and I saw the news regarding the Saint, that it was up for sale, and it was suffering the way so many places have been suffering in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. But, you know, it was shortly after that something else popped up, a ray of light, this GoFundMe campaign that you started. Tell us about Save the Saint.
Yes. So as I'm sure many people can relate to, musicians and fans and people all over New Jersey and the country, I saw that news pop up, and it was very sudden and honestly very traumatic. I think we've all felt certain ways through the whole ordeal that is the COVID-19 outbreak, but that one was really something that hit home and I knew would affect so many people right now and then ultimately musicians and artists in the future. And me and a whole bunch of everyone from the 4,000 or 5,000 people commented on the thread, but we all want to get involved. And luckily, I've been, learning and going through a lot of experience of how to do like PR and campaigns and a lot of nonprofit work. Also, always music, but in addition to that, so it was natural for me to, know how to take action and what to do and make sure it went to the right people. Because that's the most important thing is keeping the music and the live scene going. So really, me and Adam Nelson from Workhouse PR, he's a longtime friend of mine, worked in the city of Asbury for a long time. We decided to just start a GoFundMe, just to start getting those funds and make sure people that wanted to help could help immediately. And then take it from there as we got more and more information from Scott and Meg at the Saint about, what was actually going on, what they needed. Because I just think too many people would be upset about such a place as the Saint closing and just not being there. It'd be a huge, huge travesty in the community.
The Saint is irreplaceable. I've done a number of Jersey Rock shows there. When there was no live music happening in Asbury Park, there was live music at the Saint. They kept the fire alive. And I met you at the Saint, actually. I think I said there was the Pete International Airport show, and you were rocking on that show. That's where I met you.
Yes, that show, yes. Yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you how many shows I've played there, and good ones and bad ones, and relationships started and relationships ended. But to think of going to Asbury and the Saint isn't there, it's simply like a future that I just cannot allow to happen. If it's within my power and if it's for some reason as simple as raising enough money, like that's something that us musicians and artists and the community as a whole exist for. When a piece of us is suffering or needs help, that's our time to step in with as little or as much as we have and make sure it's safe. That's the most important thing.
Well, yeah, many could say that the Saint saved the Asbury Park music scene, and now it's the Asbury Park music scene's turn to save the Saint. And, inside of 24 hours, you reached your original goal of $25,000, but that's going to continue. You're going to keep raising beyond that. Hopefully, $50,000 or more will be raised. Again, if somebody wants to donate to this, how can they do so?
So the easiest way, just go to GoFundMe.com, type in Save the Saint. It's the first one that pops up, the only one. There was a slight hiccup of one from like 6 or 7 years ago that's defunct. That's the one that says Save the Saint. You can donate right now directly. It's also listed on, I believe, the Saints' Facebook and their Instagram, as well as my own, Adam Nelson's, my band Little Vicious, from what I'm seeing, a whole lot of the community, they're posting everywhere. So if you just kind of Google GoFundMe, Save the Saint, that'll get you where you need to go.
We'll have that direct link on the Jersey Rock podcast page. So literally, if you're listening to this in the podcast page, just scroll down. The link will be there. And let's rock a track from your band, Little Vicious. And again, I saw the first time I saw you was at the Saint. And that's where I met you, and you guys killed it that night. Tell us about this tune, Hold Ya.
Hold Ya is really a love song. It's written to whoever just needs to be kind of held on to them and like, it's okay. Like, we got you. You're going to make it through the night. So just it's going to be all right. So if there's ever a time, this is it.
Marguerite King of Little Vicious. Check out Save the Saint at GoFundMe.com right now. Links in the Jersey Rock page. Marguerite, thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tom.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Little Vicious with Hold Ya on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Telling everyone in town what it means to the flow. It's so easy to see. A color of strong. Now you don't.
the latest from Roulette, that's Cataclysm, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. New album of the same name is available now. Check it out at roulettemusicnj.com.
Joining us over the phone is Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. Their whiskey-fueled album's out now. Dave, thanks for calling in.
How you doing, Tom? Thank you for having us again, and thank you so much for everything that you do for Incognito Theory. We love you guys.
Well, we love you too, man. It's always a pleasure having you on. How are you making out with the lockdown and the quarantine and everything?
Well, you know, we're working on some new material in the quarantine, and all I'll say is this, dude, is that, you know, we really appreciate everybody supporting our new record, Whiskey Fueled. There is a title rolling around right now for another new song, written by myself and Mr. John Mosco, my drummer and backing vocalist. It's called Always Fired Up. So, you know, it's just, you know, we're starting on something new, and I figured I'd throw it out there to everybody. And, that's been our thing right now, you know, Jersey Dirt Metal. Always fired up, drink your whiskey, drink your tequila, let's have a good time. And that's the best thing that we could do right now. And I hope everybody's being safe and staying home. Make sure you wear your masks when you're outside, you know, cover your face, wash your hands, and be there to support everybody and love everybody. And I think it's really important that that's what we need right now.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to the new material as well. But, of course, the current material is getting a lot of positive feedback. I believe some people have been comparing it and calling the sound akin to Pantera meets Black Sabbath.
Yeah. It's been really crazy for us, you know, to have that happen, you know, that I'm still in me personally as a singer. I'm really in awe about that. You know, I've been a Black Sabbath fan since I was a kid. Masters of Reality was one of my favorite records. And, you know, of course, Pantera. I'm you know, Vinny and Dime, you know, those, you know, God rest their soul. Those two guys, they just really brought something to the table. And, you know, I didn't expect that, you know, for, of course, this new record, Whiskey Fueled, but I'm really excited about it. You know, I was always into stuff like that. So, I mean, like, you know, the classic way to go has just been, you know, didn't expect that.
Well, it's great. If someone wants to grab a hold of Whiskey Fueled, how can they do so?
All they got to do is go to incognitotheory.com. We have links up there. They can stream it. We're being streamed worldwide. It's on iTunes Music. It's on Amazon Music. You can go on Spotify. We have Spotify playlists. We're actually on two of them right now. We're on Dirtbag Underground because we are endorsed by Dirtbag, and we're on Colcock Whiskey playlist because we are sponsored by Colcock Whiskey, and we just recently got another sponsor, which is Vossteiner. I know it's Warsteiner in America, but Vossteiner Beer out in Germany has been working with us, so, you know, we're pretty, you know, but whoever wants to stream or anything like that, if they have Spotify or whatever, but if they want to know anything, just go to incognitotheory.com. All the links are up there. Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine. They can find their way there.
Awesome. I assume that you have a new video out, Still Life. I assume that's available there as well.
Yes. That video came out about a week ago, and, you know, things are going good.
Very cool. We're looking to featuring that as our Jersey Rock video of the week in the near future. But the track we're rocking on the podcast, tell us about Unbroken But Scarred.
The best thing that I can tell you about Unbroken But Scarred is that you can continue to beat people down, but we will always stand up. Everybody's left with scars. People will forget, but they have scars that will continue to rise above as a bunch of humans. So that's like, I mean, you know, that's my interpretation, but I kind of want everybody to put their own interpretation to it. But that's when I put that song together, like the best way to put it is that I was coming from, like, I personally suffer from anxiety. So, that's, was the whole meaning about behind Unbroken But Scarred.
Well, I think it's very pertinent, especially for what everyone's going through today, and certainly incredibly relevant. Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory, Whiskey Fueled album is out now. Keep an eye out for new material. Dave, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Tom. We love you, brother. Thank you.
Same here, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Incognito Theory with Unbroken But Scarred on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. We'll be right back.
suffering your filthiness. I'm bleeding you of your ignorance.
Hey, this is Tattoo Tony from Broken Past, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Broken Past with Some Gave All on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Check that out at BrokenPastNJ.com. It's a great song, and it's a fitting title, because Tattoo Tony of Broken Past has given a lot to the community over the years. In fact, honestly, when I think of him, the first thing that comes to mind is not his band, it's not his tattoo shop, it's all the charitable causes he's championed over the years. Simply put, he's done a lot for his fellow New Jerseyans. And like many in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, he's facing a serious economic hardship, as his tattoo shop has been forced to close under social distancing measures. A GoFundMe campaign has been set up to aid Tony and his family. You can find the link now on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. I'm sure anything you can donate will be greatly appreciated. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State Sound rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and you've got an awesome music video, you're doing a live streaming event, or you'd like to be featured on the on-air show or this podcast, email me, jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thanks for downloading the show. Stay safe, stay healthy, practice social distancing, wear your mask, and thank an essential employee. These times are tough, uncertain, and unimaginable, but I know we have what it takes to get through them. If you feel like you're stuck in the darkness and the sun will never rise again, hang tough. It will. And we can all look forward to live, local music returning in the near future. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.